You don't mind me sitting with you, even though I'm interrupting your very intellectual reading. I'm sorry, I'm really awkward because I hoped I could talk to you about something, if it's okay. Department lately, which is also why I wanted to show you, because I don't want you to think that it's you who made things weird or anything. This is really freaky. I don't know who else I could talk to. Nervous and scared to show you. I will have to expose myself a bit, I guess, and pull up my hoodie and pull down my pants a bit. But you've seen me naked, right? So that should be okay. I'm freaking you out. I'm sorry, I don't mean to scare you or anything, it's just, it's crazy. Okay, so I guess I should start at the beginning, or what I think was the beginning. You know, a few weeks ago we had this picnic and we went to the woods and we had a really nice day and everything was chill and the weather was nice and it was perfect and I hadn't been so nervous and scared all the time back then. So, we had this picnic and we walked through the woods and we came onto this open space, and there were these mushrooms and this weird stone slab that looked like an otter a little bit, and we got very horny, which wasn't unusual for us, so you hoisted me up on the otter and you fucked me on it. It was amazing. It was really, really good. So, I don't know if that's why things started to happen, but I guess I'll just show you, or you wouldn't believe me anyway, so. Let me get up and stand in front of you, and I've been wearing a lot of baggy clothes lately to hide it, but I guess I will see if you could hold up my hoodie like that, and I will pull down my pants. Can you see it? I grew a tail like a deer. I wanted to hide it from you because I was afraid it would be gross and freaky and but it's, yeah, I don't know, it just started growing on on my butt right over my asshole, I guess. Right on my butt cheeks. Yeah, so know, I guess. Yeah, I've also been getting these spots on my hips. I think I'm starting to get them on my face too. I have to cover them with makeup. It's really embarrassing, but I couldn't keep it a secret anymore. What do you think? It looks cute. I don't know about that. I mean, it's totally insane. I have a tail. I feel like when I run my fingers through my hair, I can even I feel these little stumps. I feel like I'm growing antlers too. Yeah. No, it didn't hurt or anything. It just grew like, I don't know, like a tooth, I guess. I don't really have that much experience with growing extra limbs or anything, so this is just insane. No, it doesn't hurt when you rub over the spots on my hips. It's just how do I say this? There's something else that has changed, I suppose. It's just I've been feeling like really horny, like I'm in heat or something. As I said, I'm really horny all the time. Like, I think about sex all the time, and I want it, and I've missed it so much. All the times I turned you down because I was so ashamed of you seeing my tail. I wanted it so much. And flick up even more, and like I just want to be fucked. Like my whole body is giving me signals that it needs it. Like I'm super sensitive, and my pussy is wet all the time. Around nothing. I haven't really touched myself or done anything to myself because I was so weirded out by my body and the new things it's been doing. Dreams seem to grow fur or anything. It just seems to be the tail. Right? It's super plushy and soft. What are my dreams? Responsible for my dreams. Well, because you are in them a lot. Yeah. Maybe I can sit on your lap and whisper it into your ear. I don't know, I feel more comfortable when I'm sitting on your lap and you can hold me and I can lean against your neck and tell you. Okay, so let me just. You hard to see that little naughty tail flicking up and seeing my round ass and that thong I picked out so I can show you my tail and my spots. No, I've missed making your cock hard. I love it. Basically, it's the same dream most of the time, and essentially I'm just back in the woods, on that altar, but I'm tied up against it. Sometimes share pictures of girls in these leather restraints, you know, the thick ones. They look very impressive, but kind of comfy at the same time. So basically, I'm restrained in those leather cuffs. Visible. I know you wouldn't just do this to a girl you found in the woods, but in my dream you start to grope me. Sometimes you stroke my skin, but sometimes you just sometimes I dream about you pumping your cock into my pussy, and sometimes, more often to be honest, I think about you pushing your fingers inside my little push your fingers into me, curl them inside of me, feel me squeeze around them, and then pull them out, and you press them into my ass. God, you just... you again on my stomach and can you give me one of those pillows too? Prop my hips up so I can lie on the pillow and reach back and my pussy opens up and how wet it is. No. Do you want to do it? Or do you want to watch me? Take the juices from my pussy. Finger my fingers are not nearly enough to prepare me for how big your cock is, but I want it, please. God, please just try to press it in, okay? Such a relief. It felt really bad to hide it from you. No, I didn't plan for this to happen when I told you. Oh, I was really scared you would be repulsed.